I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, Private Parters. I just want to let you know that this episode of Private Parts was recorded in early March. Enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, how you doing? It's me, Jamie. Obviously, it's me, Jamie. Imagine if you clicked on, you had a different voice. Like, what would be the weirdest voice if you just clicked on this episode, this bonus episode of Private Parts and heard? Morgan Freeman would be weird. If you suddenly clicked on Private Parts and instead of hearing my voice, you heard Morgan Freeman's. Or even weirder, if you heard, who has a really famous voice? Oh, someone like... Who's that guy who has the really loud voice? Brad. No, what's his name? Brian Ferry. No, Brian Blessed. Imagine if you clicked on Brian Blessed and heard Brian Blessed. That would be weird. Never met Brian Blessed, but I'm sure he's a great guy. Hey, listen, Francis is not here today. Francis is at home. He sent me a message saying, I'm not coming in to do the podcast because he is obviously worried about the virus like everyone else is. So I decided to do a bonus episode by myself to hopefully entertain you guys. So it's a bit weird, actually, to be honest, when you do a episode by yourself because you just sit by yourself talking into a microphone. So instead, what I want to do is phone up a couple of my friends and see how they're doing, what they're doing, what they think about the coronavirus and see how we get on, because also in these times I think it's also important to remember to stick together. I posted a picture on my Instagram last night, a picture which really upset me, actually, of a guy, an old man in a supermarket with a list of things to do, and there was nothing on the shelves. And I think that at this moment of chaos and panic and everyone's freaking out, that it's important to remember that we're all in this together and that we should all help each other out and be kind and be thoughtful and remember our friends and ask our friends how they're doing. And it actually doesn't even matter that if it's a pandemic, you should always ask how your friends are and how your family are and all these different things. And so I'm just going to phone up a couple of my friends and see how they're doing and see what they're up to and ask them what they think about my podcast and me, firstly, because I want to know. Some of the time I don't think if my friends actually even like me. I think they want to hang out with me because I wear really cool t-shirts and make a banging fondue. That's why I think they hang out with me. So I'm going to phone up one of my friends. His name is Spencer Matthews. Congratulations, he's just announced that he's having another baby, which is really exciting. He's not having another baby, but his wife, Vogue, is having another baby, so why don't we phone him up? I think he's just announced that. Have I just announced it for him? Because that would be very, very, very rogue. So I'm just going to double check before I announce that he's having a baby. I think he's announced it. I'm pretty sure he has. I just clicked on Spencer Morgan. That's weird. That's Piers Morgan's son. Looked at his Instagram page. I think they've announced it. Anyway, let's give him a call and see what he's up to. This is my good friend Spencer Matthews. Perfect. Hey, listen, I tell you, my friends love me. They really love me. I tell you what, why don't I, gonna phone my girlfriend, Sophie Habu, instead? Her number is busy. This is the weird thing. See, I told you, I'm so sure that my friends actually don't enjoy. I tell you what, one person who is a great friend of mine who is always up for a chat is Mr. Oliver Proudlock. Mr. Oliver Proudlock, always keen for a chat. Let's try him. Oh, Oliver Proudlock.
How are we doing?
Baby, I'm so sweet. How are you doing?
Who is this?
No, it's me. It is Jamie.
What?
What?
It didn't sound like you. That was very weird.
What do you mean it didn't sound like me?
It sounded very different, my man.
Oh, that's because I'm shooting a podcast by myself. And,
cool, bro.
Yeah. It's really sick. And I thought...
Oh, how is that, man?
Dude, you know what?
Is this a new podcast? Another one?
No, it's the same one. It's just me by myself for this one because Francis is in self-isolation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you also self-isolating?
I'm self-isolating with just a podcast.
Because I didn't see you this morning. We had a plan to link, bro, and as per usual, you flaked.
No, I didn't. No,
Jamie Lang, a.k.a. The Flake.
Hey, listen.
You should set up a podcast called Flaking.
Well, listen.
And it's all about scenarios of how you can get out of certain situations.
Well, firstly,
you're very good at that, my friend.
Firstly, I don't think anyone would listen to it, so that would be a stupid podcast.
And, well, no one listens to your podcast anyway. So
well, yeah, they do.
No difference.
Yeah, they do. I could fill a
That's
stadium.
Why you have to do it by yourself.
I could fill a stadium with the amount of people that listen to my podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't say that about your stupid podcast.
Well, mate, you haven't heard it yet.
I don't want to hear it. And if I hear it, I'll probably throw up while hearing it.
Oh, wow, that's aggressive.
Yeah, well, it's not aggressive. You've made me throw up because it would make me that sick.
Oh, buddy, what's wrong with you, man? Come on, you were sounding so chirping great at the beginning, and now it's like, oh.
Yeah, because you were...
such a downer.
You just...
Why are you such a downer?
Do you know what,
buddy,
you are?
You always just bring people down. Do you know what you remind me of? The Dementors from Harry Potter.
Do you know,
they just suck the energy out of people.
Do you know what,
like,
you remind me of?
It's shining out here. Spring's arriving. I'm like, feeling great. And then this guy calls me this, like, dementor, and suddenly it's just changed my whole outlook.
Do you know what you remind me of? You remind me of an anchor.
I can't even hear you.
You remind me of an anchor, metal and cold and heavy.
No, anchors, mate, they're good. They're sturdy. They keep people grounded.
Yeah, but an anchor that doesn't keep it grounded, it just drags along the sand, just making it really slow, the boat that I'm trying to drive.
Wow, that's the worst kind of anchor ever.
Yeah, that's the anchor you
it's
are.
Like a plastic anchor.
Do you know what you remind me of? A chimney. You remind me of a chimney. Sooty and full of smoke.
But you know what?
Hot,
buddy?
Full of hot air. That's what you remind me of.
Dude, chimneys are key, man. Without chimneys, I mean, the whole house would just be complete smoke.
Do you know what you remind me of? Do you know what remind me of? You remind me of Brussels sprouts that have been uncooked.
I love Brussels sprouts. Dude, stop giving me all these compliments, buddy. Fuck, I love it when they're slightly a little bit charred and then you put a little bit of maybe a little bit of bacon in there. You know, when they're crispy. Oh, they're delicious.
Do you know what? Okay, look.
What are you calling about?
I was calling to make sure that you're safe and happy and well.
Oh, mate, that's very kind. I'm good, my man. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but I said that because I don't actually care now anymore about you. I did as I phoned you, probably because you're a big fan of this podcast. As I phoned, I said I'm going to call my very close friend Oliver Proudlock because I really care about him.
That's so sweet. And then you just chucked insults at me and just made me feel real low.
You started them.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project. There's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dude, I didn't start any.
You did. You called me a dementor. That's the worst.
Yeah, because you kept sucking the energy out of me.
If you were in a Harry Potter house, you'd be in Hufflepuff.
What? Hufflepuff?
Yeah, you'd be a mixture of Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw.
I love Hufflepuff, dude. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, when you'd have no wizard girlfriend and you'd be by yourself and you would go into that wizarding shop to get your wand and he'd be like, sorry, we can't have any wands for you here because you're lame.
Wow, buddy, that's dark. That's a really dark story you just shared with everyone.
Wow. Go and...
Dude, I feel like you should be kind of sharing more positive vibes at this time at which we're going through.
Oliver Proudlock in the Chamber of Bumouts. That would be your book.
Jamie Lang in the Chamber of Buttholes.
Right, I'm done with you.
Well, listen, look, enjoy talking about your colonic irrigation for the next 40 minutes. And look after that butthole of yours, all right?
Well, you've seen it many times.
If you need any loo roll, mate, I'll come round and look after you.
Oh, okay, BC.
You just take care, okay? Listen, you take care, all right? And stop flaking on people.
Love you.
Love you too, mate.
God damn it. He really got me there. It's what friendships are for. That's what you do, okay? That's how things work out. Right, let's try... Let's try my girlfriend again. Let's see if she's a bit nicer to me. God, all these people I'm just trying to be nice with and they're just not.
Hey, baby.
I love you.
I love you.
That's all I would see. There we go. Hey, can you just quickly tell me how much you love me?
I love... What? You're on a podcast now.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
No, okay, bye.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean bye?
I'm so confused. Why are you being
I just want to make sure that you're being safe and you're being well and that you're okay. I'm just phoning around, making sure everyone's all right.
Yeah, I'm safe. I don't really know what's going on. Are we filming tomorrow or what?
I don't know, baby. I don't know. I'm just shooting a podcast, just phoning around my favourite people in the world, just asking, making sure they're okay. And you're one of my favourite people.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. No, there we go. All right. So this is going well then. Okay, I tell you what, it's important. This is why you want to phone around your friends and your family and your loved ones and make sure everyone's okay. So I tell you what, the last person, the most important person, the person that brought me into this world, my mother, I should probably phone her and make sure she's okay. So here we go. Let's give her a call. Let's see, because she will be... She's got a lot of loo roll down there.
Lovely.
Oh, hello, Mummy.
Hello, darling. You've got to stop using your laptop.
Oh, okay. I'll stop using my laptop. Hey, Mumsy, just quickly, I'm just shooting a podcast by myself and I'm just phoning around the people that I love most and you're the last person I love most because you brought me into this world. Well, you're not the last person I love most.
Hang on. Stop right there. What do you mean I'm the last person you love most?
No. I said that wrong. You brought me into this world, so you're the last person I think of
No, you... That's so bad. I have to be first.
You are the first person I think of when there's a crisis, which is happening right now.
When you think of who you love, I'm the first person that pops into your mind.
That is exactly it. And I just wanted to make sure that you're happy, you're safe, you're well, you're all right.
Yeah, I am in the what's the word?
The countryside?
The high risk. I'm the high-risk category.
Because you're 92.
You may never see me again. No. But I want you to know it's been a joy.
For all my 31 years I've known you, I've liked you for about 10 of them.
You are the child of my heart.
Be honest, for all the 31 years that you've known me, how many of them have you actually liked me? Be honest.
Loved you 31 years.
Liked you? Yeah.
Liked you? Well, the first... 11 were good. And then the last year's been quite good.
So what? There was about 15 to 18 years that you just didn't really like me.
Well, you were atrocious. You were simply atrocious.
Oh, dearie me. Okay, do you want to, how many rolls of loo roll do you have down in the countryside?
Oh, stacks. And I've just been to yoga up the road.
Okay.
And they've got, in a barn and a yoga studio, and they've got rolls and rolls. So I know if I need some, I just go and nick that.
If it comes down to it, you're going to go in theft. You're going to go and be a thief, mummy.
Yeah, I'm going to go and nick them from the yoga studio.
Awful. That's horrible of you. You're a horrible, horrible person nicking toilet roll from the yoga studio.
I live in the countryside. We can use a dock leaf.
Did you know 1 in 30 people poo in the shower?
I simply don't want to hear that. That's repellent.
Well, that's... Listen, I give little tips on this podcast. So there's your little tip for you. So if you did...
You mean,
No, 1 in 30 people admitted to have pooed in the shower.
I think that means we, not that.
No, it means poo. So if you've ever done it, mummy, don't worry, because 1 in 30 people have done it.
What, mash it down with my foot? Absolutely not. Right, can I go now?
I love you.
I love you more.
Bye-bye.
But I don't like you always.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She's lying. She loves me and likes me all the time. So, Private Podders, that was a little bonus episode for you in this time of panic and worry and struggle and all these different things. And remember, you know, it very famously put in the great Monty Python, always look on the bright side of life. And I think that's what we kind of try and do at this moment. Be kind, be safe, be thoughtful, think of others. Remember, we're all in this together. Keep listening to Private Parts. Subscribe to it if you haven't subscribed already. Follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast. Hopefully, we're going to keep you entertained and happy throughout this time. And yeah, we'll be here every single week, either with a rebroadcasting episode of our favorite episodes. We're on YouTube as well. If you go to our YouTube channel, Private Parts, or Facebook, Private Parts as well. Go and check out all those things, because this is the perfect time just to laugh and giggle and have fun. Hey, Jamie, signing out. Never done that before. And I even saluted. No one to salute to, but I just did. See you next week. Bye.